They don't have fucking soups, Luch.
I feel like they do pots. Doesn't Marinade sell
it's
soups?
Not at his mic
no?
Right
is he
now.
Gone? Did we lose him? Damn it.
Ah.
Oh, it's so good. Welcome back, folks. God, we're having a blast with you guys today. What's going on in the social media lounge? Are they popping off at all?
Let's
say hi to them.
Send Luch to Love Connection.
I should go on like a dating game show. Hey, why don't I go on The Bachelor, Brax?
We can do it together.
The dude bros.
No, that means you got to be on The Bachelorette if you're going to be on The Bachelorette
finish second.
That's how you get on The Bachelor.
I don't want to compete with Brax. If I can't compete on Bumble, there's no way I can compete with Braxton on Bachelor.
Also, someone would like to point out, let's see. Also, Luch has an A-plus smile and confidence, which women dig.
Hey, now that's only because I got a boob job for my teeth. But that's very nice of you to say. These are all fake.
All
you have
fake
teeth? Teeth. I got
all,
a lot of
every,
fake teeth,
every
too.
Tooth you can see right now, is these are all implants.
Why?
Go close to me. Get my camera. I was born missing 9 adult teeth, actually. So I had I was shooting blanks, if you will. I had the baby teeth, nothing behind them.
Nothing behind my baby
teeth. Yeah, I'm technically deformed. And there was like dental journals done on me. They basically pulled out 11 teeth. They pulled all my teeth to the front. And then
whoa.
I had 2 fake teeth. The two teeth that are next to the 2 front teeth were on a retainer in middle school. Right. So I could literally like take out my 2 teeth and like fuck with girls. Go, Brax.
I have 9 fake teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. What? Yeah. Absolutely.
How do you guys have all these fake teeth?
Oh, dude, my smile improved tenfold when I got
them.
Like, I love them. Yeah. But so then they knocked out all of these teeth. They put in 4 screws, and there's 6 teeth on the bottom hanging out of those 4 screws. So
jeez.
It's nuts, dude. But thank you to the very nice comment from the social media lounge. I just feel like I'm not going to meet my baby mama on Bumble, Tinder, internet, anywhere.
It's going to be speed dating for you, Luch. That's
no,
what the social
no,
media
no,
lounge
no.
suggests.
Speed dating? I would kill that. Does that exist, Brax? Somebody find a speed dating thing. I will go to it today.
Speed dating.
Oh, there's definitely speed dating all over the place. Sure.
If you find me a speed dating thing, I will go. I will sign up for it right now on the air. Potts, take it.
I've worked at nightclubs that have hosted these, and I've never seen any like any that I've seen worth doing at all. I'm sure there are really good legit ones.
Why do you say
but
that?
I mean, I don't.
There's one like every 3 days.
Weren't well put together, or they just just not well done and not a good pool of people. In my opinion.
So is it like Walmart clientele, Target clientele, or like
yeah,
Goldman
I mean,
and Sachs?
You get a bunch of thirsty like
that's me,
people.
Potts. I'm thirsty.
Yeah, but you're at least you have a career. You have a career. You're decent looking. It's like you would be a perfect candidate, not some of these numbnuts.
Belly, what did you find over there? Your ball's deep in this.
What I'm finding is you're never available because it's always a Saturday or a Friday.
I know. Damn it. Actually, this Saturday, I am free. I have no weddings. Finally, it's the only Saturday until November.
Then you have to go speed dating so we can talk about it on the show next week.
All right, we'll do it.
The only Saturday till November?
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring this wedding.
Wait. Do you want to finish? All I was going to say is I feel like I need to get out of my house and start going to happy hours. Start going to do stuff to meet people because I'm not going
to
meet them online.
You
got
to go to events. You should go. There's apps for this too. And like, it's just lunch that sets you up on
that's
the date
$2,000 to join. I called
what?
Them. It's over $1,000 to join. Yeah, it's 4 figures to join.
What?
It's absurd.
That's insane.
It's absurd. So anyway, Potts did a wedding thing. I got to hear all about this. Potts, take it away, dude. What's going on?
Well, I mean, it was a cool wedding. I was bartending this wedding. It was a long wedding, because it was the wedding and the reception. It was these lesbians. They got married. So awesome. It was at their house. Their house was dope. I mean, it wasn't big by any stretch, but they had this big front entertainment area in the front of the house and this really dope back patio with levels. And on a side note, they did the coolest thing ever. So these girls got married, and obviously I was asked talking to the DJ, and I was like, how do you choose which last name to pick? And he said, well, actually they both had a grandma with the same first name. We'll just say her name was Joan. So they legally changed their last name to Joan because they had shared a grandma with the same name. How cool is that?
That's
like,
badass.
I just thought, yeah, and it's just something that had very sentimental value to them.
So they created their own like name?
Their own last name. They created their own last name.
I actually know someone else who did that.
Yeah.
And can I say, that is just the absolute way to go about a wedding. You should make it yours. So many people ask me, well, what do people do for this? And what do people... Don't ask me that. I mean, I'm happy to give you the answers, but make right. this yours. I got a couple I met with last night that they literally are going to legally get married a week before their wedding because they want that date as their anniversary, 8/8/18.
Right. Well, I mean, most people, you legally get married before the service.
Typically, and I don't think people know that little trick, but keep going. We'll talk. Right. We'll talk about that later.
Right. So the DJ, he was there. Nice guy. His wedding present to the girls was he was DJing for free, I guess.
I've done that.
And I'm sitting there listening, and I got to be honest, Luch, we talked about this about a year ago, and I know you got cold feet because what you've got going on there. You need to move out to L.A. and be a DJ. I got to be honest. I think you are making a big mistake. I think you need to sack up. You've got really nothing holding you there. You're single and you've got this great business. You've now built up a massive reputation and all these reviews, which I'm assuming with this websites that you're on, you could still transfer to the other coast and kind refer of, back to these referred reviews.
You can kind of transfer them over. I did this. I started a whole LA page. I made an LA video. And then I was like, why? My parents were right. They're like, why would you leave? Like, I have no problem saying this. I pulled in six figures last year. I worked 52 days. Like, that's right. a dream, dude. That's one day a week. Why would you leave that?
Because you could be making so much more. Dude, okay, let me get into it.
You could be charging more out there.
These girls had a really kick-ass wedding. They had, like, these giant Jenga games. They had giant Connect Four. But then at some point, they played bingo. And they literally passed out little bingo cards to everybody at the wedding. And their backyard was so intimate and cool, but on so many levels, that literally everyone in the wedding was just playing this game, and it was like there was a lot. Everyone was engaged, but the DJ was just a play. They literally could have just had a playlist. There was no need for him to be there whatsoever.
Let me ask you this: was he sitting? Was she sitting, or was he standing?
But like he could have not even been there. He could have pressed play and disappeared, and no one would have known. So then they get their drunk best friend to MC the bingo game, and she tried and she made some funny jokes, but I'm just the entire time I'm sitting there and been like, if Luch was doing this, this entire thing would have been better. Yep. Like you aren't a DJ. You're a master of ceremonies.
Thank you.
And that's the difference.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, and all I could sit and think, I was like, he's making a mistake. I mean, you could be charging out the nose in LA. You're talking
and you got
about
a big one to fill.
And you have played. Thank you. That does the double touchdown. Very much. Very good.
Give him another one.
Out the nose. It could be raining.
But I'm telling you, you just get your word because it's all your business is all word of mouth, and you get into just a couple of good weddings, and I'm telling you, you'll be doing weddings in Bel Air and Beverly Hills. You could be charging top dollar and doing a great job. I just think you're making a big mistake. So while we're doing it, last week we also talked about how, you know, Luch was dealing with that big pain in the ass guy. And I had a similar experience that, you know, he wasn't a pain in the ass, but Luch, have you ever had the bad joke guy? I mean, at a wedding, it's like, this was like, so I was bartending with this other guy, super nice guy, but I knew I was in trouble before the wedding even starts. Someone's trying to help out the DJ and he's running around. He's like, I need a screwdriver. Does anyone have a screwdriver? And the bartender goes, no, but I can make you one. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yep, right. There it is.
So I'm like, okay, we'll let it slide. And then we're like, as the guests come in, you know, the first person comes up and goes, hey, yeah, because we were making Moscow Mules and old fashions. And he goes, can I get an old fashioned? He goes, sorry, we're out of liquor. And the person standing there, this person doesn't know if he's serious. He doesn't know if he's
that's a bad joke.
So I start to chuckle. So the guy knows that this idiot's kidding. And then it's like, oh my God, I can't deal with this all freaking day.
Time out. If you tell a joke and the person doesn't know you're telling a joke, you told it wrong.
So the better way to tell that joke is, well, I get off at about 2.
Wait, give me the setup
an
again.
An old fashioned?
Oh, there you go.
Can I get an old fashioned? Well, I get off about 2, but if you're willing to wait.
No, I'm still going to do it.
Sorry. So anyway.
And then this other joke, I'm telling you, the guy kept saying it like every 15 minutes, not 15 minutes, once an hour.
No.
But he goes, so who's the birthday girl? And it's like, Because obviously we're at a fucking wedding.
Right.
It was just like, dude, and I stopped even pretend laughing at some point.
How old was this person?
Like, is this a bartender? How old are they? Or is this a DJ?
He's a bartender. So me and this guy were bartending next to each other. Again, guy. But he was like, you know, just I'm there. I can sit and flirt and be funny and rap with people all day long. But if I don't just push this up, like, I'm not just going to tell shitty jokes just to engage. Like, I just won't say anything.
I don't think you need to, Potts.
The joke's got to be relevant to the conversation.
Right. That's a crutch for somebody who doesn't know how to talk to people.
He was trying too hard. But so, and again, I'm going to go back to why I started the story. You need to quit and come out to LA. I'm telling you, you need to do it. You could be making a ton of money, and you could really, not only that, but like these girls needed you, Looch. These girls needed you.
Yeah.
I worry about LA and New York. I thought about doing this, but let's take what he's saying. We're in DC. It's pretty big market. It's like the eighth market as far as size goes in radio. So, I mean, it's not small. I mean, it's definitely a big place.
It's the capital of our country.
Yeah, but as far as like cost of living, yes, it's high here, but it's not LA and it's not DC. It's very high.
It's high.
But it's not LA and it's not DC. And that's why he's saying you could charge so much more out here. But dude, I wonder though, here's what I wonder. The more you charge, the more picky people get. Because you're charging so much. And they're like, dude, if I'm spending $3,000 on you, there better not have been a second that went anything different from what I planned.
Not here. People.
That's what I feel like. Am I wrong?
Money here. See, no, people spend money here for really no reason. People spend stupid money for no reason.
Plus, you gotta
pay.
And
with you, they're actually getting value for their dollar. So I totally think you're looking at it the wrong way.
Plus, they know, especially people are way more chill in California. It's going to be one of those things where they know you're paying boats and taxes. So they know they're paying for $3,000, but they know you're not keeping $3,000.
And I've bartended the last 2 weeks in a row, both won a birthday party, which you easily, again, with a shitty DJ that had zero engagement with the crowd. He was on his phone.
That is something that I'll tell you right now drives me absolutely crazy. If I have to look at something on my phone, I will do it in a faking way so it looks like I'm pulling up a song. Because I swear to you, that's something I learned when I was teaching. If you are in a classroom, and I just imagine at all times that a parent is looking at you from outside the door, or the principal, or somebody. And what does it look like? Because you might be with a kid, and if this is your cell phone, you might be saying, oh, you know what? That's a really good question. Let's look that up real quick. And you go on your phone and you start doing this, and then the principal looks inside and they don't have any context. That looks really bad.
Yeah,
right.
That looks really bad, especially when you have a computer that you can go look it up on. So when I'm DJing, like, I will never just sit here like this.
You gotta be engaged.
You can't, dude. If I have to look at something on my phone, I mean, I'm seriously like balls deep in my computer, and then I'm looking at it like I'm frantic, like this.
No, you're right. Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Just because I have a text that like my dad sent me or something that I want to make sure I respond to, but I'm not gonna do it like this, like just chilling.
No.
Right. That's actually a good strategy, so you don't look like
the DJ sets the atmosphere, and it all starts with what he's looking like. I cannot stand when I go into a restaurant, a bar, any event, and the DJ is sitting down just chilling, and you're just like, dude. If you're sitting down, so am I then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, like, you do more than weddings. I mean, there's so many events here, dude. And, like, so what the staffing company I was bartending for, their client is Patron. Like, if you got in with this staffing company that was just hiring you, and you're an add-on to their package, dude, you'd be doing boat cruises for Patron. You'd be doing this 40th birthday party of celebrity.
On a Tuesday night.
You don't even know.
It's not like you're not. That's the other thing. In LA, you're not working just weekends. You could be working like every night of the week.
You guys trying to get rid of me here? What's going on?
Every day's a party.
I mean, he's selling me.
I do feel like I have an ability to do this better than most people. And I would not say that about a lot of things. But I don't know, man. I don't really know. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I don't know anybody in LA. Who would I even know to go talk to or plug me into the social pipeline?
I don't know if Potts knows anyone. Potts probably doesn't know anybody. I don't know why Potts would even think about helping you.
Yeah.
And we can do shows from Marinade. I can eat for free at Marinade. Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
No, you have to
the kitchen sink wraps you want, boy.
You play an upcharge, actually.
Yeah, I'll probably get upcharged for asking for an extra a mayo.
Could you not put the hot Cheetos on my hot mess wrap?
I will come out if you put a Looch dog on the menu. I will come out to L.A. There's my deal.
Potts, I would do it.
Potts, you make a great idea, a great point. I appreciate you bringing it up. I mean, we like to rip on each other, but it's very nice to hear you say those things, and I appreciate you thinking about me, man. I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future. We got to get out of here. We got to give away $100. So as soon as you guys comment down below, the one that gets the most likes by 12 noon Eastern tomorrow, I will announce the winner. I will do it all over the internet, so you will know. And I will just go ahead and announce that on noon tomorrow. So get your comments down below. Head over to TTR Studios. Find the video. Today's video is called Way Too Much Cheek. You can go find that video. It is right there on our homepage. Go to the comments. Make a funny comment that had to do with our show. And whichever one gets the most likes will get $100 noon tomorrow. We got to get out of here. Potts, take it away.
I do have one more thing. At the wedding, I overserved one of the bride's moms. She threw up everywhere and passed out. That's all I've got. See you guys in a couple days. And you can kindly go fuck yourselves.
Touchdown! Yes. That's his best dismount yet. By far his best dismount
Stuck the landing.
Braxton Blue, say goodbye to the people, man.
See you later.
Belly, what do you got, dude?
From the Social Media Lounge, the schnoz is your selling point, Looch. Hashtag free the schnoz.
Free the schnoz!
Also, hashtag make the schnoz sexy again. So this was the talk-up episode of Looch Dog in the Morning. We appreciate you being here today. And don't worry, those numbers are just going to keep going up and up and up and up. So thank you for listening.
So pumped about it. We're just so thrilled. We finally saw something that we knew was coming, which is a massive boost in numbers. So thank you to all of you who are listening. We'll see you on Friday. From all of us here at TTR Studios, it's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.